Lightning is an impressive and direct response to intense atmospheric convection. Because lightning is intimately tied to thunderstorm microphysics and dynamics, it can be used to remotely probe the developmental state, severity, and evolution of thunderstorms. Lightning can also serve as a valuable indicator for monitoring long-term climate change. Overall, lightning conveys useful information about many atmospheric processes. It provides scientific insight across a broad range of disciplines. These include weather, climate, atmospheric chemistry, and lightning physics. To this end, the scientists at the Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, are pioneering technology to observe global-scale lightning from space. NASA's first space-based lightning sensor was called the Optical Transient Detector, or OTD. It was launched into orbit aboard the Microlab 1 satellite in 1995. The primary mission of OTD was to improve the understanding of where thunderstorms occur. It operated until 2000 April. In 1997, the second instrument, the Lightning Imaging Sensor, was orbited aboard the Tropical Rainfall Measuring Mission satellite. It was operational for 17 years. At the time, a second lightning imaging sensor was built. Planned for launch in 2017 January, the spare LIS instrument will be mounted on the International Space Station for a two-year or longer mission. Whereas the first lightning imaging sensor was limited to plus or minus 35 degrees latitude, the Space Station LIS will range up to 54 degrees north and south latitude. By providing real-time lightning data over remote regions, such as oceans, operational users will improve forecasts of thunderstorms. This will allow accurate warning decisions and aviation advisories. Looking to the future, a new instrument has been made based on the LIS design. This is the Geostationary Lightning Mapper, or GLM. The first is aboard the GOES-R weather satellite that was launched at the weekend. Part of the Geostationary Operational Environmental Satellite Series, GOES-R is able to see half of the globe continuously. Subsequent launches carrying copies of GLM are planned in 2018, 2021, and 2024 aboard GOES-S, GOES-T, and GOES-U, respectively. Over in Europe, the Meteosat third-generation lightning imager is scheduled to be placed into geostationary orbit in 2019. Unlike the 400-kilometer-high orbit of the International Space Station, a geostationary orbit is one where the satellite takes 24 hours to complete each orbit at an altitude of 38,000 kilometers. The satellite appears to hover stationary over the equator at a set longitude. One of the problems in designing the LIS was that during the daytime, sunlight reflecting from the tops of clouds is much brighter than the illumination produced by lightning. When viewed from space, lightning appears to be a diffuse pool of light on top of the cloud. Because 60% of lightning discharges occur during the daytime hours, the designers of the instrument had to devise a way to distinguish between the fainter lightning and the brighter sunlight. They solved this puzzle by using four filtering approaches. One filter centers on a strong emission feature in the lightning spectrum. This feature does not occur in sunlight. Another filter is based on distinguishing the millisecond flashes from the slowly changing sunlight. LIS will ride to the space station in the unpressurized trunk of the SpaceX Dragon spacecraft, and that's due to be launched in January. After the Dragon is berthed at the space station's Node 2 nadir port, the LIS will be removed from the trunk using the Canada Arm 2 and installed at the Express Logistic Carrier 1 in the nadir viewing location. Now, nadir means ground pointing.